All right, Tavo, say good morning. Let's begin. So remember, we're picking up still in Perek Yud Aleph, in the red edition, page Kufhei. And remember, we're talking about the... And Ramchal is giving you another example of behaviors that, by definition, people sometimes take certain liberties with, not realizing that many of the things with which they are taking liberties are in fact usur, are in fact prohibited. So we spend a lot of time on gezel, on theft, and now he's speaking about arayos and morality. So the Gemara says, why did Klal Yisrael in that generation means the Dor HaMidbar, generation of the desert, why did they require kapara? Why did they require atonement? Mipnei shezanu einehem min ha'erva. Because ultimately, again, they had looked, literally their eyes had indulged, or their eyes had benefited from immorality. The idea that the Gemara seems to be saying over here is that part of the downfall of the Jewish people that led to the Chet HaEgel was the fact that they were desirous of immorality. So he goes on, Amar Rav Sheshes Mipnei Ma Mano Akosov Tachshitin Shebachutz Im Tachshitin Shebifnin. Right? Why is it that ultimately the Torah discusses the clothing worn externally together with the clothing worn internally? Now what this is referring to over here is, read the footnote in 76, he points out, how Amr Melchemes Midyan, after the Jewish people do war with Midyan, so the Torah goes through all of the different things, the spoils that they took from war. So interestingly enough, the Torah discusses the garments or the ornaments worn externally together with the ones worn internally. So why does the Torah go ahead and reckon them all together? Lomar lecha, to teach you, shekala mistakel be'etzba ketana shel isha, that if a person goes ahead and intentionally looks at the small finger of a woman, you know, they want to be clear, this is talking about a situation where a person has intent to gaze at her small finger for the sake of deriving pleasure. And again, this is a woman who's not his wife. This is a woman ultimately who is not permitted to him. It's as if literally he goes in and he looks at her nakedness. The idea that Ramchal is trying to say to himself, how could that possibly be? How could that be that Lamaisa again, okay, a man sees a beautiful woman and he stares at her pinky. Let's take it literally for just a moment. He stares at her pinky. That's literally like going ahead and staring at her nakedness. And Ramchal would say, yes, because what Chazal is trying to teach you is that if a person acts in an immoral fashion, even in a small way, and in this case, again, the immorality is defined as looking at a woman for the sake of deriving pleasure, when that woman is not permitted to you, then that small step at first will lead to more egregious errors down the road. That's the way, remember, we spoke about this many times, the path to sin doesn't begin, you know, 1, 2, 3, suddenly I just sinned. Like Rav Soloveitchik talks about this, that there's the chit and there's derech chotim. There's the sin, and ultimately there's the pathway to sin. And the pathway to sin is paved with many smaller, sometimes even innocuous acts that by themselves are not necessarily usur, but are clearly not right. And after enough time of doing that which is not right, it leads one to engage in much more egregious activity. Furthermore, again, the Torah says, you shall guard yourself from every negative thing. So the Gemara Dashans, what does this mean? Shelo yistakel adam bi'isha na'a v'afilu hipinuya. A man should not stare at a beautiful woman, even if she's single. Also, all of these things have to be clarified. Look at it. Usually yistakel means with an intent to gaze. With an intent to gaze. So a man should not, right, because stare can be prolonged. But the idea is you shouldn't look at with an intent to derive pleasure from looking at her. And even if she's single, and you can't even look at a married woman, even if she's ugly. Now what does this mean? So what he's saying over here is that Lamaisa, again, is very important. What he's saying is that lustful looking at a woman, even if technically she's permitted to you, if a woman is single, technically speaking, she's permitted to a man, still such lustful looking is not good, more than not good, it's usur. And with a married woman, even if one could justify by saying she's not even pretty, still a mice, again, she's a married woman, and one is not permitted to look at her for the sake of deriving some type of pleasure. Be'inyon hadibor ima isha behedjashaninu. And Abbas, again, when it comes to excessive talking with a woman, so we spoke about this in Pirkei Avos, kol amar besicha ima isha gorim ra liasmo. Whoever speaks too much with a woman ultimately goes ahead and causes evil for himself. And I will say, no, it's very interesting, you know, that people sometimes totally misinterpret these types of statements as being misogynistic or anti. It's not true. Chazal, we're very smart. You see, we think that we're very smart, and we think that we're above temptation, and we think that, it's not true. People are people. And Chazal understood that if you carry on conversations with women too much, not talking about your, well, the truth is, Chazal talk about even talking too much with your own wife, right? But that's again, you tell it to your wife when you're here. Yeah, when you're here and she's there. So the idea that Chazal are saying is that that if a person puts himself in situations that ultimately, again, could open the door to immorality will occur. It's just the way that it is. It's just the way that it is. Ubishmiya amru. So too, again, when it comes to even listening, Chazal said, kol b'isha erva. But there's a concept of kalisha. And although many would argue that, kalisha doesn't apply today or whatever, Chazal knew what they were talking about. And therefore, again, there's a prohibition to go ahead and hear a woman sing. Obviously, both say, well, this is not a halacha shir. So we're not getting into the halachic parameters of these things, but there's a concept of kalisha. Od be'inyan znusapev ha'ozen. Similarly, there's the idea of immorality with one's mouth or one's ears. Dahainu, hadibor bedivrei znus. To speak in immoral ways. O ashmir ledvar ma'ila, or listening to immoral things. Skvar savchu kikruch yava amru. The rabbis already crowed like roosters when they said, well, so that's an expression of saying that the rabbis have spoken about this so many times, as they said, "Velo yira becha ervas dover," that ultimately, literally, "Lo yira becha," a matter of erva should not be seen within you. Ervas dibor zen nibol peh. So we'll say this refers to ervas dibor, literally immorality of speech, and this refers to inappropriate speech. Inappropriate speech. And of course, we use nivol peh in a little bit more of a greater context to speak about generally even inappropriate word usage. But here the way Chazal seem to be using it in the purest form is that one should not go ahead and speak immoral things. Va'amru ba'avo navlus peh, saros mischachos, and the Gemara says in the as a result of the sin of immoral speech. So tzaris mischachos, new tzaris come up. Bachure son ehem sheyisrael mesim, and young Jewish men die. Va'amru old. Furthermore, Chazal said, kol aminabel piv, whoever speaks inappropriately, ma'amikim lo gehenim. Ultimately, again, they carve out for him even a deeper place in Gehenna. And I will say, now that has to do with the deeper idea that speech is the one thing that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us that separates us from the rest of creation. Abuse of speech, therefore, for inappropriate reasons, is considered to be one of the greatest infractions. So the Gemara gives another example. V'amru od, and furthermore, again, Chazal, so we saw this Gemara in Shabbos. Hakol yodin kala lama nechneses l'chopa. Right, they will say, everyone knows what the chasen and kala are going to do on their wedding night. Literally, everyone knows what the kala, when the kala is going to the chuppah, that she becomes permitted to her husband. Ela kala min nabel piv va'omro. But if a person actually talks about it, a person actually says it, afilu gizar din shal shivim shana l'tova hofchim kol l'ra. Well, it's pretty dramatic. Even what? Even if a person had a gizar din, a divine decree, for 70 years of good, it's turned around for evil. The idea is that if you debase yourself in such a base way, such an immoral fashion, so the Chazal say, if such a person like HaKadosh Baruch Hu has no patience for. Va'amru od, I will say, and the reason for this also, remember, these are things, you know, it's interesting. I'll tell you what's fascinating about this. For example, a person goes ahead, I'm just giving you an extreme example to illustrate a point. Person goes ahead and engages in adultery. Can you do tshuva for adultery? Can you do tshuva for adultery? Yeah. The only thing you can't do tshuva for is if you create a mamzer. That you can't create tshuva for. That the Gemara says, muvas lo yuchaliskon. That's something that's crooked that cannot be made straight. So you could do tshuva. Doesn't mean, you know, whatever that tshuva means, whatever it looks like. You know, the Gemara doesn't say, mamikim lo gehenim. And interestingly enough, if you speak about what a chasan and kala are going to do on the wedding night, then what? Mamikim lo gehenim. You go to the lowest depths of gehenim. It's like, well, what's the pshat? See, what's interesting, what Chazal is trying to teach is two things. So you say people have taivas, people have desires. And the idea that sometimes a person falls prey to desire, It's not acceptable, but it's understandable. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created us with weaknesses, so sometimes people succumb to those weaknesses. But speech is the one thing that it's easiest to control. Why is it easiest to control speech? You just close your mouth. All you need to do is just close your mouth and not say anything. And if a person can't exercise that most basic level of self-control, person can't exercise that most. So I remember I was once in a shul where the rav was it was a very big decorum problem. Not in our shul, very big decorum problem. And I was a visitor there, and it must have been that this has been going for a while. And I think, unfortunately, the rav that Shabbos, he lost it. Like he really he lost it. And essentially, he blasted, saying that, what's wrong? Meaning, why do you lack such a basic self-control just to be able to close your mouth? I'm not asking you to learn Shas, right? I'm not asking you to learn Poskim. I'm not asking you to become Talmidei Chachamim. Just please don't move your ears. It was quite intense. In any event, the point over here that Ramchal is making is a person who debases himself in such a profound way, Ma'amikim lo Gehenim. He goes on. He says, "Ubishasa ubeinya hashmiya, ubeinya hashmiya harazos. Kam kin amru afa shomea veshosek. Shne emar zuum Hashem yipasham. Hare lechashe kalachushim tzvichim lios nekiyem in azlusim enyana." So, both say, see, even when it comes to listening, person has to be vigilant not to listen to inappropriate or immoral things. So, both say, the point over here that you see, that Ramchal is making, is that all of a person's senses must be nucky, must be clean, must be free, must be purged from any element of immorality. So, both say, it's very important, because what it also means is, you know where this comes up sometimes? So, inappropriate jokes. It's a joke. Okay, it's a joke, but if it's inappropriate, it shouldn't be made. And if it's in, and what Ramchal is saying is just understand, even if you're not the maker of that joke, even if you're the listener of that joke, that has an impact. A person hears something inappropriate, by definition, that has an impact on a mind neshama. So the Ramchal says you have to be careful what you look at, you have to be careful what you do, you have to be careful what you say, and you have to be careful about what you hear. All of these things together at the end of the day, go ahead, and if a person purges all of his senses of any element of arayos, then ultimately a person could be naki. But a person somehow is inappropriate or immoral with any of the senses, by definition, the prohibition of arayos is clinging to them. All right, the Bosu, we'll stop over here for today. We'll pick up Emir Hashem, top of Kof Zayin tomorrow.